Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my lovelies, to an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Before we get to that, may I ask why it is I'm the only cast member who hasn't been used as a name in the chat room? We've had Jenny's Group, Sean's Amos, Rob Seiberg's, Noah's Dildo, Darren's Crux, even Sid's Vagina, but not one reference to me. What am I, chopped fucking liver? Anyways, here's the show.
All right.
Yeah, that is bullshit. Come on, someone get on that.
Now the entire chat room is going to be
Chuck's chopped liver.
I'm very distracted right now because Sean's giving me like a slideshow of naked women he's boned.
I
want
to see it too.
And
turn the phone
it's
this
quite
way.
Impressive.
Ooh.
Most of them have been on websites that half of you listeners probably subscribe to. It's pretty. And
like,
that I have subscribed to.
So like the Huffington Post?
She's got very, very dark nipples.
I think that's just the
filter. Ecuadorian?
Just some nipples.
Darren likes the dark nipples.
Let me ask you, though.
No, I don't, actually.
Sean, do you have, like, a photo album on your phone of, like, past conquests?
I've never deleted anybody.
I'm just saying, are you organized about it? Do you have a folder?
Are any of them underage? Because I would like to see those right now.
Sid's not laughing.
Oh, there he goes.
Any Asians?
Zero.
No
that's,
Asians?
Yeah, that's what I told you last time that we talked about this. Yeah. Zero Asians.
I thought maybe since we last talked you could have added to the repertoire.
No, yeah. No, I tried. No. I tried. AdultFriendFinder.com didn't work.
Nothing.
Like 80% fake people.
Are you over the OkCupid now? Are
yes,
you done with
I'm over
that?
It.
What happened?
What happened? I came up in Jenny's fucking like list of people.
Told me about that today, but she didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh!
Why? Did she send you like a wink or whatever? Can't hear anything with your... Which ones are yours?
I'm with you.
Is that better?
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Sorry about that.
Sean's right. Having headphone problems.
I couldn't hear anything anyway.
So, that's good, though. But anyway...
Yeah, well, I came up in, you know, like the results, you know, like the... You might
the
like
matches.
These people.
Oh!
I was
so
in Jenny's
you
matches.
So, OkCupid makes the YouTube match.
But she didn't come up in my matches.
And I asked her, I was like, so did you send him a wink or something? And she said she did.
She
sent
did.
You a message.
And what did you do?
What was
I
the
responded,
message?
Nice
question.
Username, douche.
Well,
what was the username?
Well,
what's
your username?
Oh, yeah.
In Sean's profile, he put down that he likes to clean kitchen floors naked.
True.
Yeah. Oh, that's why.
That's why. Yeah.
I like to hold a feather duster in my brown eye. And
but he doesn't like to be forced to do it. That's why.
Right.
Right. Right.
It's for his own
that's why I was 12% enemy.
So that's why you're off OkCupid because of Jenny.
Yes, no, that was.
Or
the,
that
the
put
case.
You over the top. Were you like ready to quit it?
Well,
before?
Also, I was trying to
what?
No,
keep going.
Trying to
happen.
Yes, Sean. Stuff happens around you.
Wait, are you sure?
Distracted easily.
I thought we had
oh,
talked about this.
A fly landed on his nose.
What?
I was in a story. I totally forgot what I was saying.
I quit OkCupid because I axed all of the B team. I am putting my focus on one broad.
Oh.
Thanks.
Is she listening tonight?
Actually, she just texted that said she'll be listening to the second hour.
Oh. Good.
Save
John, clearly you haven't learned anything by telling even more people in your personal life to listen to a show where you constantly spill embarrassing personal stories.
But, like, I'm not going to say this to people anyway. Like, it's not like I'm a guarded person in my personal life.
Come on, let's be honest. It's come up. That's why Sid's girlfriend never listens, right? Sid, you
she
banned her.
She just has a more important thing to do than listen.
But you
to
banned her from listening.
No, I don't even discuss it.
Does she watch your Asian fetish?
She's at home watching HGTV. That's what she does when I'm not home. She watches HGTV.
So that's what you do the other 6 nights of the week?
Yeah.
Just coincidentally, we're being simulcast on HGTV starting this week. It's weird.
Worst fucking channel. The history of the world is just people renovating houses.
Does she have the same sense of humor, or do you like opposites attract?
No. She totally. We go to comedy shows and we all laugh at the same stuff.
So she would like our show. She just doesn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She gets this at home all the time. Like, why does she need to, like, let her get some people.
Well, she only gets one-fifth of the show at home. And really the shittiest fifth.
Would you ever make her, like, wear a long, straight, dark wig and tape her eyes back in, like, a slant and then wear, like, a Catholic schoolgirl uniform to fuck?
What?
An Asian and a Catholic schoolgirl?
Well, yeah. Don't they wear those? Like young, great.
Right.
I guess. I don't know that I want, like,
okay,
the
what do you like
Asian girl.
So what kind
want,
of Asian
like,
girl
like,
do you
real
want?
Thin. I want, like, the holy grail of an Asian girl with, like, big cans.
No, like
a
meaty. Like the real
girl.
Anime.
Korean.
Yeah, there you go.
Koreans are no.
There
bad.
You go.
It's
a holy grail. And natural red hair. No.
Yeah.
I think, wasn't that, like, a guy,
a beard,
one of the characters on Wings? Always talked about how he wanted a big, tall, like a 6'10" blonde Asian woman.
I know.
And then, like, in one of the last episodes, one showed up.
I just thought
it was
Steven Weber, I think, maybe. Why do I remember
you
that?
You might have been one of five people
Rob,
watching
Rob, shoot me in
Wings.
The face.
I thought that was only on during the day on USA.
The show was a hit.
Sid, so you're going to have to, Forever. You got to watch a lot of HGTV
when was it? When
to
was
remove that from your brain. Yeah. It was a hit on Forever when?
Well,
20
like,
years ago?
Early 90s, late 80s, I guess. Right?
So 20 years ago.
Sure.
Great reference. To a show that most listeners of ours weren't even born to see.
Since when do I give a fuck about any of our listeners?
Fair point. Fair point.
Speaking of women that you guys have met, didn't Rob meet a certain lady?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
look, I'm raising the roof right
now. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I am never going to tell you about meeting anybody ever again because I told both Noah Jenny's not here, Noah and Jenny. We hung out on Sunday. We went to brunch.
And steak
number one.
Hey!
The brunch, you're telling them?
Telling them. Yeah, just
hanging out with
just
us.
Just hanging out with them, yeah. But, and I was telling them, and I was like, oh, you know, yeah, last night was great, blah, blah, blah. I was doing this or this. And then, you know, this happened, and then, you know, I started talking to this girl. Oh, who is she? Are you going to marry her?
Yeah, was it really that nonchalant when he's like, oh, I met this girl? Or was he?
Yeah.
I tell you.
Okay. Yeah,
really, I didn't make a big deal
no,
of it at all.
No, the joke, no, the way he said it was, so I met this girl last night, this hot girl or whatever.
I never said that.
Okay.
That is inaccurate.
Fine.
That's
I met this girl, but the weird thing is that Sean is friends with her, or that she knows Sean.
Yeah, that was the story. The story wasn't that, like, oh, I was macking it to this girl. It was just, I was talking to this girl.
But we asked you, you know, did you think she was cute? And you said, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Sean knows her?
Did she say, can I call you Sean while can I call you Sean on your phone?
Exactly. Thank you, Darren. No, the way it came up was just like, we were just, what was happening was, we went to the Darkest Hour show last weekend, and after the show, we were going to go to this bar, and we were waiting for the band to load out so we can go with them, and this girl was standing there, too. She was hanging out with Veil of Mine, another band that was playing. And we were just talking, and I'm like, how do you know these guys? She said she was just friends with them and that she goes to shows. And then she said,
there's a lot of merch for bands, too.
How do you know them? And then I just said, oh, I run a website. I do Metal Injection. She's like, oh, I've heard of that site. Do you know Sean? And I was like, yeah.
Wait, but that voice was deeper than your real voice.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, let me do my generic female voice.
You know Sean?
What? Do you know Sean?
I just thought maybe she had a deep voice for some reason.
No.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so that was what was funny to me about it, was that Sean pretty much knows every girl that goes to shows. And that was, that was the whole point of the story, but now I'm getting that I'm, like, going to marry this girl for both.
I don't know.
Me and Sean.
Yes, that's true. We did ask you if you had the intention of marrying her.
You're worse than his mother.
And if she was Jewish, and how she would be incorporated into your family, if that would work.
By the way, his mother's in the chat right now.
Is she Russian and Jewish? She better be, Robert.
Rob, but I mean, to be fair, given like your recent dating history, just the fact that you met this girl and talked to her outside of a show is like getting to third base, pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty huge.
I guess that's fair.
So your marriage is like basically on the horizon.
It's next, yeah.
What would be second base in that scenario?
That he looked
talking online.
No, that he looked at her at the show.
Friends on Facebook.
I did get seconded with her after getting the
dirt. He's going back to, back to the
place. Kind of honor. I appreciate that.
I have a good friend that I play poker with who always, he redefined what the bases are. So, like, first base is, like, you're getting head or something. But home plate is still fucking, but anal is a triple. Because anal is harder to get than a home run. So, like, anal would be the triple.
I don't know about that one.
I mean, that's
a little too baseball-y.
But I don't think it's about the difficulty. I think it's about the accomplishment of getting further.
I agree. I just thought it was funny how he rationalized. He actually made a real baseball analogy.
That's fair.
I got so many triples this year, dude.
That's how it talks.
Rob, you need to start hanging out with this guy.
Yeah, this guy seems like a winner.
Just don't let him get to third base just yet.
Yeah, he's not going to get any triples off me, I'll tell you that.
So are you going to ask this girl out with me, or where's it going?
I don't. First of all, I was so drunk when it happened.
You just said you're going to the same concert on Sunday together.
Well, now that it's become incredibly awkward,
it is not to her, but
to me, because first of all, Sean's going to be.
I'd be looking, and
he's going to totally be like.
Sean could be your wingman. You idiot!
I am an amazing wingman.
Will be your wingman. You are so bad at this.
Rob, how old are you?
I don't want to reveal that. I'm 72.
23.
Seriously.
27.
Okay, you're 27. How long are you going to hang on to these, like, bullshit excuses and not just be like, I need some pussy?
I need a lady. Yeah.
Let's get
pipe.
Laid. Who cares about how?
Well, she got tattoos, man.
She's very cute, but she wears too much makeup. But you could just
sure
take that off.
That's it. It's off.
You could just you could make
after
out with
you
her face.
And you're laying next to her, be like, oh, yeah, my friend Noah says you wear too much makeup.
The makeup's not tattooed on.
When we were discussing your
are
look
you sure?
and my chances of fucking you on the podcast.
I'm a girl. What do you want?
Sean.
That's what I look at.
We're all looking at your pictures and criticizing. And my friend Noah says you wear too much makeup.
She has a nice body, though.
Yeah,
she has bikini pictures on her Facebook.
That's true.
Do we want to just post the link?
Do you guys want to go out with her? You seem like way more into her.
Okay, I'll take her out on a date, and I'll tell her all about you and how great you are, and I'll build you up.
Just show up at her doorstep,
You should just totally Facebook message her, like, hey, I'm Rob's friend. I just want to let you know, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a real cat. And then, like, she'll totally be into it.
I want to read a comment from the chat. Morbid Toaster said, add your own makeup, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He means semen on her face, right?
Right. Make it look like a juggalo.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, maybe there's something to be said for, like, you know, creating your empire, becoming, like, a multimillionaire, and then bang whatever chick you want, you know?
Yeah.
But why not?
No.
I don't know. Maybe he's prioritizing.
No, I'm not putting off.
I think Rob
wakes up at like 2 o'clock every day.
I think Rob is very smart to not get into a relationship and have girls mess up his life. Because as soon as he meets a woman, he is just going to be a completely different person.
Well, he had a girlfriend and he was
yeah, but that okay. That was a serious relationship, and that was a really long time ago. That was before Metal Injection.
That was not before Metal.
That was, yeah,
it was at the start.
It was into it for a couple of years.
Yeah. Why didn't you stop?
Series shut down.
No, because Rob was a lot more lame back then than he is now.
He's the ultimate.
Whoa!
Now you're saying. I'm still friends with you for a reason.
You're saying I'm more of a get now for girls.
Yeah.
I got like, more to offer. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well,
you're like a micro celebrity.
Hey.
Use that status, and you know.
I know.
It's going to be hard for a girl to keep up with your crazy lifestyle.
You have girls of waking
and
up
girls
at 2
like
o'clock
that.
Every day. Girls are on your shit all over. Every time I look at your Facebook, you have girls like trying to talk to you.
Who?
Me.
Nina.
Well, all right, Nina's underage, but girls in that mold of Nina that are over 18, you know, that like Metal Injection.
Just fuck this girl once.
Seriously.
Like, just once. Just
I'm
like,
not
on the show.
I don't know.
Well, just, come on.
You have growth.
You could do.
Yeah. I agree with you in principle. I think I don't particularly care for that girl.
I'm just saying, Rob has basically grown his hymen back.
Well,
I
get where you're coming from, but I'm disagreeing with you.
And first of all, how do you know?
Sean, read your life.
We all know. I don't walk around flashing pictures.
I think he can do better than that.
You would if you had him.
He can do better
of your
than
hymen?
Of my I leave those in my private folder.
You would have a website called boobalicious.net, and you would show everything.
He has a little Jewish now, tailor.
That was the old Rob, as Noah put it. New Rob wouldn't use Boobalicious, other than just using it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Just fuck her.
Yeah.
Okay. I say no.
Okay,
fuck.
So where are you
going to
take her on a date? Where are you guys going to go?
I have no idea.
The Gaza show on Sunday.
Yeah.
I say
I
fuck.
To her show.
I say fuck, but I don't
know. Where does she live? She lives in Brooklyn? Mm-hmm. Near Rob, sort of?
Yeah. She lives in Bushwick.
There you go. Go out to dinner after the show. All those places are open crazy. They take her to San Loco.
Yeah, give her the shit.
Yeah, give
why
her
don't
the
you?
Shit. Yeah, that'll be that's a great
whatever.
Idea.
Well, she'll have something to do if it lasts
good
not long
thing
enough
for anal.
Yeah.
Oh. Sean, you and Rob don't have the same desires and fetishes.
That's true. I like specs to colons while I'm having anal sex. It's almost like it's.
He was all choked up saying that.
I'm
really
nostalgic about my childhood.
Thanks for having me.
It's. The vibrating fleshlight.
No, my issue is always that, like, I can find anything wrong with a girl. Like,
okay,
much like we had the Noah story with, like, the guy with the hands and how that's like, that's it. It's an immediate turn off. I'm done. I do very similar things with girls where, like, I'll just fixate on one thing that I really don't like about them. And then that's it. It ruins it for me. I don't even want to make an effort.
Example.
Yeah.
She likes Ja Rule.
Well,
no, like no. Physical.
I know.
Or like... Like
well,
personality.
I'm talking about
physical personality.
Are you talking about a mole on her ass, or are you talking about
her
like
her clit's not big enough?
A big thing.
No, like trace.
Well, yeah, No, I don't really. That's fixable.
Rob likes furry women.
Oh.
That's shavable. That's not a permanent.
By the way, that's the name of the episode. That's shavable. Please, Noah, write it down.
That's shavable.
Yes. Go on.
Well, the immediate example I don't really want to say because
she's in this room.
No.
She's written for the website. Right?
I can't. I'm trying to think of another one, but I
but
can't.
But that's. Am I thinking of what you're referring to?
Okay, Sid. Settle down.
Sid, I'm going to quiz you now because he's not answering.
Okay.
Is this someone?
No, let's
who,
move on.
Who,
anyway.
I won't say names.
Let's move on.
I'm not going
to
even say any details about it. You don't even know where I'm going.
Right.
Is it someone that made a move on him and he rejected her or
no.
Vice versa?
I don't know
if
the details.
Even,
I just
even really get to
if
that.
It's who I'm thinking of, then the thing that threw him off, I think, would have thrown off any of us.
Penis.
So it's it's completely justified, 100%. We'll discuss it
grilled cheese
during
vagina.
A music break.
Got it.
Yeah,
never even got that far.
Okay. Non-vagina.
Oh,
yeah.
Non-vagina.
But usually it's personality-based.
Yeah.
Like, just something I just really don't like. Or, like, some way that they responded to something. I'm very nitpicky. Like, some way that they respond to something, like, I just don't
have you ever
approve.
Thought about why? It's like you're just looking for reasons to self-sabotage. Why?
That's
are like you self-conscious?
Afraid of intimacy.
You can see your little peen?
Well, let him answer the question.
I don't know. I've definitely had this conversation in my head of, like, what is holding me back from this, and I don't know. But
listeners,
God damn it, people like you. Get laid.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a lack of ability for them to get laid, honestly. I think because just even if nothing else, just from metal injection, he could get laid.
Yeah. So he should.
And also, he got girls.
Maybe he doesn't want to just get laid. Maybe he wants something more than that.
But, yeah. But you need
like that's the thing. I don't know what it is. Like I guess there are times when I'm like, all right, I just want to find somebody to bone.
Yeah.
But that's not like a crazy. That's schedule, not like a nightly. Like a nightly.
You thing want someone
for me.
To cuddle.
Yeah.
Sean.
You want someone to clean up your room.
Well, not that far. I can handle that far. That's a little demeaning. Could hire someone for that. Then again, I could hire someone for all of this. Really, I mean, that would solve everything, wouldn't it? Jenny once was like, you should just go on Collar Me, and you can get a girl that'll clean your room.
We had
and
this
she,
discussion with
oh, her. Oh, yeah, you were there.
And we said
like,
you had nice feet.
You
could get a foot worshiper.
That's a little piece of shit.
And then they were like, you don't even have that sex.
How
would
you know, Sean?
Jenny told me going on. I went on
for a week. With this Collar Me.
Excuse me. Sean went on Collar Me for a week.
Yeah, I did. Jenny, she was like, yeah, check it out. And I did. It sucked.
It sucks as a website.
What is with her?
It's
a solid website that sucks as the people that are on it, too. And
like,
then, like,
what
half the people also are, like, fake bot people.
Of course.
So it's just kind of irritating.
Of course.
Well, it's one of those fake bot sites, though.
Right, sure. Like Cougar Life.
No, but hold
Cougar
on.
Life
so, like,
is real.
What kind
we
of...
have the person who created
yeah, but that's
it.
Also half bots.
What kind of ladies are on there?
Fucking either disgusting,
spam.
Like overweight women, or spam. That's it.
Is she
like
Jenny
overweight.
And Jenny?
Well.
Does she work for Colony every 5 minutes with the Colony?
Is she even on it? No, this was like a few months ago. To be
yeah,
honest. Like
she didn't really use it anymore.
When that was in vogue, when that conversation was in vogue. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Why I need to go see a therapist.
I think it's good for broads to find dudes, but like dudes looking for broads does not. It's not a place to go.
I don't know. For me, I never joined those websites because it just seems too desperate.
Well, yeah, but the part of me wants to know what's out there, and I also like convenience.
Yeah, it's really convenient. I don't know. I don't see that. I'm totally fine with the whole social networking thing,
right?
But
I think for guys it's okay, but for girls it's desperate.
How is a guy going to find somebody if there's no girls on there?
Yeah.
No, there are desperate girls who will use it.
She hasn't spoken out for it. So basically, if a guy finds any girl on there, they're a desperate girl.
Yeah.
No, I think girls are better. If they're
so Jenny's
in control of their sexuality, they're on those sites too.
Girls in control of their sexuality.
Yeah, like they have a very heightened control of their sexuality. I feel are the most frequent on those sites.
I don't know. Most girls, especially the ones that go on like very specific ones, like what's the Jewish one?
J-Date.
I feel like they're just,
Color
me.
J-Date. No, but
I feel
J-Date is different. It's not just for date. I mean, like, that. Our friend Greg uses it. There's not a bunch of girls on there, and they're not, like, psychos.
Only girls that are looking, like, to get married. Like, they're desperate to get married.
No, that's not true. He, like, hooked up with a bunch of girls off there.
The Greg likes,
but
you
he
know,
told him he was
going to
marry them.
He likes real Jewish girls, you know.
Yeah.
He likes those,
I guess.
Like if Shlomo's sister was on that site.
Speaking of real Jewish girls, do we have Shlomo on the line?
No, Shlomo's not.
Why would you?
We were having too much of a mature discussion.
I just thought it
would
be a good segue.
No.
Ask Shlomo for some relationship advice.
You
know?
To change the subject.
I'm totally not looking to change the subject. I was taking on the subject full on.
I disagree with you there. Fuck that broad.
Yeah, please.
Full circle.
Okay.
I still say
no.
And then let us smell your fingers in the
nose.
We got 4 out of 5.
the broad that Sean knows?
Yeah.
I don't think you should just fuck her.
I agree.
I think you should go for something a little bit
first
more.
First of all, do we know that she would just fuck him? Why don't you go out with her?
Yeah, I like that everyone is just, oh, yeah, this girl.
Go out with her.
Because that's what I think all girls
do. I don't think that. I'm saying you shouldn't even try, even if she would say no.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't find her attractive.
But what does it matter if you find her attractive? This is for Rob.
We're offering our opinions.
But Aaron is Rob's friend.
But your opinion is that you wouldn't bone her.
Yes. And
it has nothing to do with Rob.
My opinion is that I feel he can get laid at a better clip than you all
he's
think.
He's 27
can.
And he hasn't. If this is a nice girl,
well,
let's
as,
go out with her. Don't
you
shoot
said,
down his one opportunity.
As I'm shooting his opportunity.
I'm
up.
Looking out for Rob's best interest.
I'm
telling him to hold out. He'll be 47.
Listen,
the end. I'm,
ready,
telling
listen. I'm telling you.
I hope my parents aren't listening.
I'm telling you that you're underestimating Rob's ability to get a girl on the set.
Where has it been?
As you said earlier, he's sabotaging himself. So that doesn't mean he should just settle for anybody.
Well, it's either that or keep sabotaging himself.
Maybe he should figure out what he should do to stop sabotaging himself.
Well,
and that's what this show is for.
I've actually come up with one solution. I'm going to go on a masturbation strike.
Oh.
Because I definitely think that's a big deterrent. Because
testicular cancer.
Huh?
But,
you're gonna get testicular cancer.
Oh, you're right. Well, I gotta do it. I gotta do it to avoid the cancer.
In moderation.
But I saw guys jerk off for like different purposes. Even if they're getting laid, they still jerk off.
Yeah. No, sure. But I feel that like the fact that I do jerk off prevents me from having that level of horniness of just. Like,
I don't know.
I just want to fuck. I, you know, I don't know.
Rob, I jerk off, and I still really want to fuck a lot.
Well,
so,
you know, I still want to fuck as well, but I feel it affects my libido somehow.
No, so when you went to that show, had you just jerked off right before going inside to the show?
So your
what?
Libido was down when you talked
in
to that
in the green
girl?
Room.
What does that have to do with it?
Because if you hadn't just jerked off, then it shouldn't have affected anything. Should have been a rare and a go, and you'd got a couple.
I did not jerk off before going to the show,
so it has nothing to do with it.
But then I did talk to her though, so would
yeah.
it,
so would
right?
be the difference?
Wouldn't I have not talked to her if I jerked off?
Yeah,
by my
yeah.
own rationale.
Exactly.
So I should stop jerking off.
What?
You lost.
I should
know.
Go out with her. Take her out on a date.
All right.
I don't
buy
think
her
you
a
can
taco.
Do that to yourself.
I
should
taco.
We always are talking about when we see attractive
like,
broads when we go to the shows. I think you should actively take a part in going up to them and trying to spit some game.
That I agree with.
Right. You
know, bam.
You're always very good at pointing out. You definitely don't point out any fuggos, so you got that going for you.
No.
But yeah. Some people don't know their, you know.
Shit.
Yeah.
And you do a radio show every
some
week.
Some people just like fuggos.
Yeah, but those people should die.
You have the ability.
Your girlfriend excluded. I think she's a lovely girl. But
that's not what
that was so sincere.
That's not what I was implying at all. I just mean that,
I think
like,
Amy is
when,
very
yeah,
very
no, no, no. When we're on the street, sometimes it's just like, oh, look at that one, and I'm like, what, really?
Oh,
that's because he likes Asian girls.
It's like a no. It's just like
it's very tense in here right now. Let me tell you.
That's what I meant.
I totally wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
ask her out, Rob.
But okay. As I was trying to say,
no, I definitely do have a problem with game. I will.
No, I know.
That's understand. Why Sean will be there to be your fucking wingman.
Dude, I get laid.
Here's the thing, Darren.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you in terms that you'll definitely understand.
Okay.
When a baseball player, when you get drafted, right?
Yeah.
How often does a baseball player get drafted and put right into the major leagues?
No, they go through the minors.
You've got to go to the minors.
So
you've got to get at bats.
All right. What can I? Let's rewind.
He needs his at bats. He wants to go straight into the fucking major leagues, and it doesn't work like that for most players.
Mind blowing.
I want
to go to single A and work your way up.
Okay. Like, do you find this girl attractive? Yes or no?
Sure.
Yes, you do.
Not
okay.
like
no.
She's very intelligent.
Cool. Yeah. She was really fun to talk to.
She's intelligent.
There we go.
Yeah. She has a brain.
Yeah, she's very intelligent and very funny.
No, you were just on
but she's friends with Sean, so that has to be some sort of deterrent.
So are you. So with Noah,
I'm
fuck her, don't you?
No.
Thanks.
Hey, go easy on Noah.
Okay.
What?
If you find her attractive, definitely you should have sex with her.
All right, thanks, Danny.
I was offering.
It doesn't have to be this broad.
It was just my two.
But I want you to get laid before the new year. And I want you.
Laid
that's
blood.
Your goal.
Yeah.
No, it's not
tough.
Yeah,
it's
not tough.
That's like,
you got 6 weeks.
Fuck.
You have your own plate.
Listen, you know what? Yeah. My birthday is January 1st. On my birthday, you should get laid the night before on New Year's Eve.
At the latest.
You live
for
my
easy.
Birthday. Do it for me.
You live in an easy location with a bunch of bars all by you. Where
you have leopard sheets. What are those leopard sheets for?
Decoration.
The magic song.
The magic song.
Hang outside the bars during last call and catch like the stragglers. You don't even have to get drunk or buy them anything.
Just bring
it
back.
That is a great call. Because my roommate, his friend, crashed at our house.
Okay.
And he was like, dude, I was just walking there, and some girl was outside, and I just made out with her. I don't know.
See, you can do this. You like to
I could be that desperate.
There you go.
No, but, I mean, your area is notorious for that.
No, you're
don't
right.
Think
you're
I'm
right.
A guy.
I totally.
It was me that he made out with. You got it.
Lurking under the steps.
I had my metal Misha
that
wig.
That was a
man
boob he was feeling up.
No, you're totally right. I don't take advantage of all the bars in the area. I should totally do that. But I've said I wish there were smoking bars. That I could totally get down with.
You're just looking for like when you should get caught up in.
See, you just told me last week that you don't want to smoke cigarettes as much.
Smoking weed, I meant.
Who what bar are you going to smoke weed at?
That's what I'm saying.
Who's to California then?
Amsterdam.
All right, I'm going to go find some bitches in Amsterdam, man.
Anyway, we have a phone number in case people want to participate.
Oh, yeah.
Conversation.
Is that how
if anybody else wants to give Robba some advice?
But I'm serious. I'd be happy to be your wingman.
We have a number. We're just not going to tell you what it is. Our number is 646-929-1357. Yeah, now I feel there's a ton of pressure on me. I'm going to skip the Gaza show.
See?
Okay, I'll go to the Gaza show.
Yeah, you boner.
I'll talk to her. And I'll bring her to your house, and I'll get her all nice and ready, and then you come in.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And then you hold the camera so we can watch it on the next live cast.
Yeah.
Make sure
it'll
we'll
be
do
up behind the
screen.
Scenes.
A live broadcast.
I like it. Noah, have you rolled that joint yet, or what? What's going on here?
I have to cut the paper because it's too long.
Oh, brother.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
So what else? I went to a suicidal tendency show.
How was that?
On Sunday. It was fun.
What was the lineup?
Fun. It was a bunch of hardcore bands. It was Death Before Dishonor.
I meant what was the lineup of Suicidal Tendency.
Oh, it was Mike Muir and a bunch of new
yeah,
guys.
Nobody.
Yeah. But you know what? When they came out, the bassist, he had one of those fur tails.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's hilarious. But then he ended up being an amazing bassist. He really shreds on bass. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, their whole band was a minority. I mean, like, I feel that's like a requirement to get into Suicidal Tendency. You have to be Latino or African-American. Anyway, I got there. I tried to time it so that I could get there just as they started.
Yeah.
But, of course, I got there way early, even giving myself
and we were
plenty
hanging
of
out
time.
Before.
Yeah.
We spend the whole day together.
Oh,
that's true. Okay.
Rob, have sex with good. Noah. Right?
I know. I should have phoned Noah and Jenny. I should have just jumped on him.
Maybe Jenny, not me.
What? What does that mean?
Did you really crush?
What?
Wait, real question is, did you meet any girls at the show?
No.
Were there any girls at the suicidal
There were. There were. There were, like, underage Latino girls and really old women. But that's what was crazy. It was a terminal 5, which was traditionally, like, a rave venue.
Was it even half full?
It was packed.
Wow.
It was packed. I was, and some of these people must not have been to a show in, like, 15 years.
40-year-old women with mullets.
Oh, my God. So many old women. So many old women with denim jackets, old dudes.
Fucking A, suicidal.
That's right.
It was crazy. It was, like, really, really old people or really, really young people, like 15-year-old
kids.
Did
they play How Will I Laugh Tomorrow If I Came?
No, they didn't. Yeah.
I was kind of ashamed of that, I think.
Honestly, really?
Yeah.
I like that song.
That's so sappy.
And that's their, like, more metal-y.
Well, I like it, but, I mean, it's just very, you know,
I don't know. I felt the set list could have been a little better, but I didn't realize this, but Mike Muir is incredibly preachy, the singer. This is my first time seeing them, so I didn't really know what to expect. But after a while, honestly, he just made himself look like a complete asshole.
Like, oh, yeah.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Like, after a song, he's like, all right, you know, this next song, I don't want to say that we're getting nostalgic because being nostalgic means you remember a time in the past when your life was better, but really your life wasn't that good. It sucked, and your life sucks now, but you think it sucked less then, but it really sucks. So I'm not going to say we're getting nostalgic. I'm just going to say we're moving forward.
He doesn't look forward.
Suicidal is all about the future. And anyway, here's a song from our second album. And then
that's like every hardcore show.
And then I swear to you, I don't know if it was one song later or two songs later, he goes, we're going to get nostalgic right now. And we're going to play.
Nice.
I was like, totally went back on this whole speech that you did.
Should have had Sam Sips come up on stage with a cane. You suck.
That's one thing that kind of annoys me. But I mean, on the plus side,
all of the stuff that he was preaching about, it wasn't like anything religious. It was all just about, you know, being positive.
Unity, yo.
Yeah, like, I mean, the overall message that he was trying to pass along was a positive. It was a good message.
Right. It's a good message, good intentions,
but
dumb.
That, and I'm like, just play a fucking song. Yeah. Nobody cared. Nobody came here to hear your preaching. But the other thing that he kept going was like, my father always said, you're not going to do this if you do that. My father always, and I'm like, Mike Muir, you hate your father.
No, he's dead.
Your father.
He never
just wanted
your
a Pepsi.
Your father wanted to put you in an institutional learning facility. Come on.
He's been doing that for years. I mean, so I saw the fucking 1995. By the way, it was a great show. That was Danzig, Metallica, and Suicidal Tendencies.
Nice.
Wow. Upstate, like Orange County. We were in a fucking. It was like a fucking dog track. It was like you were standing in hay.
Oh, wow.
And
who opened? Suicidal?
Suicidal, and then Danzig, and then Metallica. And Metallica played songs that they never played before since at that point. That was like, right, I guess, like 3 years after the Black Album came out. They played Disposable Heroes. And I guess they just started playing those again, like, recently. But that was a fantastic show.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, even then, like, half of his show was banter, you know.
But he really does get great musicians to back him. I have to say the lead guitarist and the bassist were incredible. And he had Fat Albert on the drums.
Fat Albert ruled!
Hey!
This is the fattest dude ever. It was so irritating. He had shades not on, but like looped to his ears and then on his hanging off his chin, like a beard, like a
beard,
like a sunglass beard. And he was like blasting away while his sunglasses are just like, take them off, buddy. You're indoors. What are you doing?
It's a look.
Yeah.
And cholos. Yeah. But I was, luckily I was in the VIP area, which was awesome because I get to see everybody.
Girls like guys that can hang in the VIP area. I'm telling you.
Hey.
You
well,
the VIP
that might not be smart because they might use them to blow someone else that's in a band.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to say, all these companies that be spilling oil, they shouldn't be spilling oil because that's bad for the environment. You ruin the ocean. And you can't be spilling oil. You got to look forward in the future. This song's called Institutionalized. This is wrong, man. You can't be spilling oil. That's to catch on fire, and it's bad.
Just like in Cleveland. But now, how was the gang element there? Was there a good, fun little gang element to the crowd or no?
No, it was really just a bunch of pussies.
I saw them in L.A., and it was,
well,
like, bad.
They're from
like,
L.A.
Oh, yeah,
like,
right. But it was.
They're
going to
fight everybody and their mother.
You know, like everywhere.
It was a very team. It was a very tame ordeal.
Ordeal. I don't know that I've ever heard those two words back to
back. Even deal. Deal, right? It's a tame deal.
It's kind of an oxymoron.
Ordeal is like suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Ordeal?
We have callers.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
All right. I've been corrected. Wait,
you know what we should do? We should get Shlomo to sing Institutionalized.
Might be hitting a little too close. That's another thing that kind of annoyed me, is that like he was so out of breath from running around that he couldn't fully complete lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they played...
Is he fat now? Is he like...
He's a little
overweight. He was always like a little chubby.
He's chubby, but I mean,
was
first...
Was he wearing a
T-shirt
that was cut off?
No.
Aww.
But, you know, he did run around, like, the whole fucking show. Dude does his cardio, that's for sure.
That's good.
But he would just be like, I saw your mommy! Mommy's dead! It's like, that's not how it goes. It's like, when you skipped a few words. What's going on? And, like, that happened a lot. Like,
what about
the
fast part of that song?
No, it was all right. Lots of backup vocals. But, I mean, when they played the older stuff, it was fantastic.
Didn't they
awesome.
Have to cancel the rest of their tour or something?
Yeah, New York was the last stop.
Good. Was like somebody's mom died or something.
Yeah, that was it. So, point of that story is, listen to Suicidal Tendencies.
Just the first album, though.
No, the second album is great.
Yeah, but the first album's the best.
Lights, Camera, Revolution. That's an awesome one.
Really, the first album.
So You Can't Bring Me Down is a fantastic song. That's not on the first album.
I was never a big
album.
Suicidal fan.
First album's the best.
You're wrong, Sean. How could you not be a Suicidal fan?
I like his brother
He's
better.
Wrong
like
that he wasn't a fan?
Yeah.
You were a fan, man.
You totally were. You would love that fan.
What's his
Jimmy
brother?
Jimmy of the Dogtown Z-Boys.
Yeah. Skateboarder.
They were like the skateboarding
I saw
revolutionaries or whatever.
Yeah.
whatever.
Never really cared about that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I skated when I was a kid. I'm sorry.
I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I played Skate or Die for Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
I did
that.
Yeah.
About 720.
Yes.
And Paperboy.
Yes.
How do we get Paperboy?
Was Mike Muir related to any Paperboy?
I used to play Paperboy. Mm-hmm.
Paperboy, the first BMX game.
No, I used to do that.
Oh, shit, you're right. I thought he was a skateboard. That's not my own.
Silly.
He was on a bike. That's true.
Anyway.
I fucked that up.
So we have some calls.
Who do we got now? Who do we got?
860?
We have 860.
860, you're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys?
What's up? What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Nat Rich Hall. And I'm from Nat, where Rich Hall's from.
Okay.
You call a lot. You're like most of the callers we have.
This is actually Mammoth Commander, / Mongoose Commander.
Oh, hello, Mammoth Commander.
Would you like to talk to Noah?
She's not
sure.
Available.
I'm
Why
right
not?
Here.
Oh.
So, pertaining to the earlier conversation where you guys were talking about Rob and getting laid and stuff, I've been thinking of a question to ask this way. I'm not like one of those callers that's just like, the whole time. So, what's the weirdest porn you've ever seen?
To Rob or all of us?
To all of you guys. All right,
Rob first.
Well, I mean, I've seen a horse fucking a girl.
Ew.
I didn't masturbate to it, but I mean...
tell the truth.
You didn't seem that grossed out in the video, Noah.
Shut up, Sid.
I guess that was the grossest.
Was it talking horse like that one on TV?
Yeah, it was Mr. Ed. It was a Mr. Ed porn.
I think it was grossest. You said grossest, right?
You said weirdest.
Weirdest.
Oh. Well, that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
A girl shouldn't be fucking.
Wait, do you mean a weird porn that we enjoy, or just a weird porn that we've seen?
Either or.
Yeah. I just saw a porn clip of a guy with like a fake, obviously fake, like 24-inch cock, fucking like halfway, like a quarter of a way into a girl. And then it's at the end,
like
it's like
it.
A tube, and they shoot like ivory dishwashing liquid onto her face for like 5 minutes. Like,
I don't like that.
She has no face left. Yeah. It's just all white.
Those are the same dicks that they use on that Futanaria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's where they got like big titty chicks, like normal chicks that have like these big 24-inch or whatever, huge, realistic-looking dicks, and then they like... rub them on each other, and they come all over the place.
There's a sub-fetish of Japanese porn where women have, like, huge cocks, like regular women with huge cocks.
But is it a hermaphroditic
thing? Aren't those women called Rob?
No.
It's true. But I think the weirdest is a combo between either the squid porn, you know, when they stuff like a small octopus inside the camera.
Oh, that was mine.
Or the E.T. porn, where the women, like, it was like a dude with three chicks with E.T. heads on and, like, E.T. scaly skin on, but just the tits and vagina open.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's
or
gross.
Pterodactyl porn was crazy, too.
What?
Oh, I saw that.
For me, it was eel porn. It was, like, this chick fucking an eel. Besides... the octopus thing, where it was a woman that was pushing an octopus out of her pussy.
What?
Yeah, so
that was
the first one.
Yeah, that was my... That really was, like, the most bizarre porn that I've ever seen. But I think out of all the porns that I watch that I actually enjoy watching that are weird are triple penetration porn.
Oh, like two in the pussy, one in the ass?
No.
No, it's
three
like,
in the pussy?
No, it's like two in the pussy, one in the ass.
Yeah,
that's not weird.
Well, for me, that's the weirdest thing that I enjoy watching.
Just one pussy and one in the
Yeah.
I think
third dish is weird for her.
I think she likes very degrading to women porn.
No, you do.
I do too, but I say I'm talking about Noah. What?
Darren,
you keep projecting.
But I think for different reasons, because I think Noah likes it because she's like, oh, that bitch is such a whore. Take it. You know,
she wants to feel superior.
Ew, look at her. Ugh. So much better than her.
I would never wear those shoes.
I don't talk about
that. I have a certificate.
I'm sorry.
I'm so much better than
her. Hey, guys, go easy on Noah.
All right, double penetration. Bring in the tentacles.
Is that your new wrap it up, Sean?
Hey, guys, go easy on Noah.
Let's wrap that up.
I think the stuff that we've seen on this, like, Lemon Party and stuff like that is probably the weirdest.
Gay porn? Gay porn is weird, too?
Well, like, with old people.
No.
But old people have sex. Any old people, like, I can't handle that. Like,
yeah.
What about old people, like young girl?
It's like one of them old cartoons of a steam engine. It's just, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
Steve O'Willy?
Yeah. It just, that's what it looks like, except in human flesh.
I think
like the choo-choo, yeah.
Oh, what about the Simpsons fucking each other? Have you seen
that?
Oh,
yeah.
But that's weird.
Rule 34. Or 32. 34?
What's that?
Is that
34.
Really?
What?
Rule 34. It's a rule that if it exists, there should be porn of it.
Yeah.
So it's like cartoons, anything from your past, like, or even just two fucking, stacking two chairs upside down on top of each other. They're fucking.
Yeah.
I like that kind of porn.
Chair porn.
I think
Chorn. Nope.
You're interrupting.
Sorry. I think the weirdest porn I've ever seen has to either be breakfast cereal porn or 9/11 porn.
9/11. Wait. First, let's do the breakfast cereal. What is that, like? The cocoa puff guy.
Very fucking.
It was basically like a black guy wearing a cereal box and like where the. The hole is, like, for, like, the bowl. The guy's cock was coming out of. And she was, like, pulling him and stuff.
What brand cereal?
Cheerios.
I think it was Corn Flakes.
It's a variant off of the Big Sausage.
Cornflower Corn Flakes.
That was, like, the Vivid of cereal porn. And then there's hardcore cereal.
It's a bag of cereal. The bottom shelf bag.
The puffed rice.
Yeah. A friend of mine has wheat hexagons. It's a cereal. Wheat hexagons.
All right, so what's 9/11 porn now?
It was like a terrorist on a plane. He pulls out like a gun, like he's going to hijack the plane, and then the like stewardesses seduce him and stuff and start having sex with him. It's like it's pretty much like a gangbang in the cockpit.
Yeah.
So the stewardesses save the country by fucking him to death.
Basically.
I don't think that.
I'm surprised no one else thought of that before.
I did see a porn, like, not that long after 9/11, which was, like a reporter goes to Afghanistan or something to find Bin Laden. And Bin Laden's in a cave with all these other Arabs, and they go gangbang this girl.
Nice.
I would like that one.
I'll
probably
find it.
Actually happened.
During the break.
Is it white guys in the porn or Arabic guys?
It's white guys with Arab face, basically.
To be clear, Rob again.
Right. Is GT Boy in it?
No.
Lighten Rob up, is it?
Not that mainstream.
And I just heard that, Tron. I'm going to punch you in your cock.
I didn't say it. He said it.
No.
Wait.
I heard you say it.
What did you hear him say?
He looks like Rob.
Commander, back me up here. That was definitely.
Yeah, it was me. I'm sure there's some cock punch porn, too.
Get this guy off the phone. Right?
Cock punching. I don't
like this. Rob is a terrorist.
That was, Rob's favorite flavor of Kool-Aid, by the way, as a kid. Cock punch.
Cock punch.
Tastes so sweet.
He tried cock punch and he liked it.
I forgot a porn.
I think the 9/11 porn and that kind of like realistic whatever is just another offshoot of that family of taking like Tiger Woods in the news and then make a whole porno about it, or
it's
Avatar,
like Law and Order,
like
ripped from the headlines.
Like, right, yeah, exactly.
But didn't you say?
What happened?
That was me.
Nope.
Didn't you say that?
Welcome to the 8:48 feedback minute.
That'll be edited out. But
you're a terrorist.
No. Didn't you say that you like situations that could be plausible, but then sex happens?
Yes, I do.
So that's one that could have been what actually happened.
That's
right.
Like, so that would have fit in my repertoire. Yes.
Like perhaps a movie where a guy goes to a Gaza concert and meets a girl there, and then they fuck.
And then his friend stands off to the side, roots him on.
And
let me ask you a question, Sean. You knew this girl. How come you didn't vote her?
When I met her while I was with my ex. So
she kept dancing in the night.
So I don't cheat on people.
Sean would
obviously.
Really, this girl just gets cheated on. She doesn't cheat on people.
But how do we know that's not actually what happened on 9/11? Like maybe it was just a normal flight and some sex happened. And they were in the cockpit.
Plane crash.
Like they distracted the pilot and
you're
they flew to a
well. I mean, you're going to need to direct this question to Sid because I don't believe that ever happened in the
first
place.
That's right.
I'm a 9/11 denier, and I'll go on record with that. 7-Eleven, never forget.
Well, that could be part of your theory then, that they...
Who made that joke?
Doug Buzz.
Okay, that's right.
Well, we all know the Twin Towers are hidden up Sean's asshole, so...
It's true.
Mongoose...
Doctor will find him on December 9th.
We're going to have to move on. We have another caller.
All right.
Oh,
at least
look,
Noah
Sean
has
just...
my number now.
I see an antenna sticking out.
Oh, there's an American flag and a giant gold ball.
There it is.
Dude. All right, let's move on.
There's Goldman Sachs.
478 we have.
A-Train.
We're calling in one.
Yeah, call more. We love
no
you.
No problem.
You know.
Stop it.
What? You don't love our call?
She was rubbing herself while you called, MC.
I was, bouncing myself back and forth on my chair.
She was doing meat spin.
She's going to send you dick pics.
Shut up.
Mentioned in the chat.
I can't do meat spin. Okay, 478.
Yes, you can. Just wear a strap.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
What's your name? Where
it's,
you from?
Favorite soldier, man.
Wait, who is it?
It's this Iraqi guy.
Well...
Yeah.
He's not an Iraqi guy.
He lives there, so he's Iraqi.
Maybe he doesn't anymore.
I've actually been back for about a month, man. When I got home, the CDs were in my room at my parents' house. To call and say thanks, man, especially for the autograph Obscura.
Oh, it was autographed?
Yeah.
I autographed it for him. All right, don't say anything.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Is that not the one you were supposed to send out, Robbo?
Does it say, "Dear Rob, thanks for all the help of Skirt"? No, no.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I can't read the signature.
I guess we'll have to send this autograph copies, but...
Is it in the same font as the band name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's actually autographed, because when I got it, the wrapper was off, and I opened it, and on the inside cover, it's got somebody's signature.
Put that shit on eBay.
Or Rob autographed it.
Yeah.
Well,
I faked it.
It's got more than three letters to it, so.
Awesome.
Robert. Six letters.
And he usually autographs Robert Injection.
Yeah. No, that's not
what?
That.
That's not dirty. Yeah.
No.
This
check
is Rob Injection.
Posters. Rob autographs? No.
No. Somebody once asked me for an autograph, and my response was, really?
What did you
do? I was like, signed that guy for Metal Injection?
I was like, I don't even have a pen. I don't even have anything to...
Did he give you a Sharpie and ask you to sign his tit?
No, nothing like
shit,
that.
Shit, man. Fucking, when I was in my band, they used to give autographs all the time on set lists and shit.
What band were you in?
We used to be called Garden of Stone, but after I left, they changed their name to Beware the Never Ending. You can check them out on MySpace if you'd like.
Shall we do an impromptu Thrash It or Trash It with his band? No?
Yes.
You guys fucking fought for our freedom.
Now you got to realize, it's my old band. I hadn't been there for about 2 or 3 years, so.
Yeah, he's not even in the band anymore. It doesn't matter.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Are you
was
still
in
friends
the band.
What's that?
Are you still friends with them?
I talk to them every now and then. They moved out of the area, so I hadn't seen them in probably a year now. Well, over a year, because I've been in Iraq for a year.
So you moved out of the area, too?
Yeah, I live in Alabama, and where the band is in southeast Georgia.
Mm. Are you allowed to start bands while you're in Iraq?
I was going
to
say, any Iraqis that know how to play?
Well,
there's four
like... We couldn't really do nothing in Iraq, but, I mean, I'm trying to get some stuff together back here in the States. I've got my Jackson and my Mesa, so I'm trying to get some people together.
All right.
No, we'll talk tech stuff with him. Talk about Jacksons and Mesas.
How's your fingering?
We've already talked about Jacksons. Me and Mo have already talked about them.
Yeah.
Your private message.
Yeah, you missed it, Sid. Anyway, I think it's time we move on to a music break.
Okay.
So, how's that?
Oh, yeah,
for
by the way, Noah, you need to check your email more often.
Oh shit! John, dick pics! John, tell him to be nicer. Hey,
let's go easy on Noah, right?
I just have a short attention span, so I might start writing it, and then I'll get distracted, and then I'm just like, oh, I don't want to go back to it again and start thinking.
Oh, no, that hasn't even been read yet.
What do you mean?
No, it's, I really don't know if you're better or not. I'm just picking on you.
Excuse me. I'm going to check right now.
Let's go easy on Noah, all right, fella?
Oh, wait, I do have
okay.
The new...
Hey, yeah, y'all always give a shit, man. So, why can't I? Ripping on the fun, right?
You're allowed.
You don't know her like we do.
Oh. I do have... You're right. You sent this to me yesterday.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Oh, Joe.
You know what? Wait a minute.
It's 24 hours.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Here is my complaint. If the metal injection interface was easier and more convenient to use...
No, Rob doesn't like when you criticize the site on air. It makes him
sorry.
Upset.
Guys,
let's
go
yeah.
easy on the website,
thank
right?
You. Oh, and Turbo has requested a red receipt.
What? Receipt.
Receipt. Confirms. Now I have to confirm. You are smart, Turbo.
What? You don't have to confirm at all. You can just press cancel, and then it won't do anything.
Oh, but so I'll still be able to read it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Man,
well,
really,
now
I mean,
he knows.
You work
so,
on the site,
really
you
not
know
the website. It's just Noah doesn't know how to use a computer.
I do know how to use
a computer. Hey.
Let's go easy on him, right?
Shut up, Sean.
Everyone else, hey, let's go easy on Sean. Anyway.
Oh, well, that CRS-80, I can help you out with that. If you need,
I don't even know what that means.
See? It all makes
sense. Anyway, thank you once again for calling in, and you're welcome for the autographed Obscura CD.
That's what you get for protecting our country.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
No? No, Sean? No.
Oh, Sean was just shaking his head no to you, Turbo. I think you should come here and
he's
sodomize.
He's jealous that you got the Obscura CD.
I'm very
hey,
jealous.
Hey, man.
Cool.
I'm sorry, man, no, but hey, you know, give it Rob on that.
Yeah. Rob, what? Can you make me another fake Obscura signature?
Sure. I'll sign it.
Well, I don't know if it's legit or not.
I know, it's legit, sure.
Was it done in like a silver felt pen?
I mean, I didn't sign it. I got it from Relapse. They probably got him to sign a bunch of copies. So
got the interns to do it.
Yep. All right.
I want to read a comment from the chat before we go.
Okay.
Break. Shiki Baby said, "No one needs to take a class in computer skills, not pole dancing." Push it!
You both at the same time?
A pole dancing computer class? A pole is a
online
computer.
Class, an online pole class.
Oh! See, that's my problem. I have an online pole class. Anyway, we're going to get going. We're going to start this music break with a little Decapitated into a little Suicidal Tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
On the live cam.
Thank you.
warn me.
And we're back.
Give me a countdown.
All right, we're back.
Awkward.
Nobody noticed.
Okay.
Welcome to hour number two of the live cast. Welcome.
Thank you. To reply to you.
So.
And yes, that wasn't Noah's pick that we had to cut short. That
we Why are you even acknowledging it? We'll play it next week.
Okay.
I played one of your picks. I played Demigod, Slave Shall Shire, Slave Shall Shire.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Slave Shall Shire. Slave Shall Shire.
Worcestershire Shire Shire sauce.
Huh?
I like that one.
Big game it. I played.
The early stuff was better.
During the break, Sean came up with a wonderful contest.
Yeah.
The best we've ever had.
Oh, yes. I
came up with a wonderful contest.
And this is no joke. This is no joke. This is totally 100% for real. This is for the chat room and anyone that listens on the archives. That you have till Wednesday's show after Thanksgiving to submit your ideas. But whatever you come up with, chat room and archive listeners, please comment on this show's page the shittiest, fucking most hilarious tattoo. Dumbest tattoo, and I will get it on the back of my calf. Without a doubt, I'll take a photo.
How about
and post
a tramp
it.
Stamp instead?
No. So I want to keep it just small.
The rest will the rest
to.
Of us just vote, and whatever we decide is what
well,
you'll get?
I think that I will decide what the funny
you
is.
Will?
No, like us five.
Yeah.
But user submitted.
So you're going to put all of us in charge of what goes on your body forever.
Sure. He's already put us in charge of what goes in his body, so what's the difference?
Rob's penis.
I say it should be Sid's face.
I said it should be Rob's face.
Sid's face with an arrow pointing at him. Say, so charming.
Yeah.
Well, are these now null and void because we...
No, that's fine. Or like Sid's face,
no,
like an old tattoo banner that says charming.
Well, let me ask this. Do they have to submit like a JPEG or just text like whatever
the text
idea
would be,
is?
Text
just to write out the idea.
But if they do have a JPEG that they whipped up, can they submit that in lieu?
I feel like it'd be shitty. I think it'd be shitty. It'd be funnier if they just give the text because then I'd like to take it...
I got a comment here.
That's the one.
Morbid Toaster says, how about a tattoo of Sean's face for the stupidest thing?
A tattoo of Sean's face on Sean's cow.
Yeah. He's saying your face is stupid, I think.
That's
that
fine.
Joke.
It is pretty stupid. That's pretty
well,
stupid. But
no, I think we can go worse.
No, I'd rather have text so I could take it and then...
Someone said you should get Sean's face.
Maybe
the hippo.
Or Hitler.
How about a tattoo of your parents fucking?
I can do that.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
I saw a picture.
My dad's got a killer stash.
it was a dude who lost a bet in the Super Bowl a few years ago, and he had to get a penis with a Giants helmet tattooed on his arm. Just a big veiny penis, and he did it. He went through with it. It's all off his arm. It's not even on his calf.
Nice.
You should get the back of your calf should just say mistake.
Yeah, this was a mistake.
That could be interpreted too many ways. We want something that's like straightforward.
I am a mistake.
But then people think those are like an emo kind of.
My parents said I was a mistake.
That might be better.
My parents fucked without a condom, and then I was born 9 months later.
Oh, 9/11 never happened would be a good tattoo.
Oh, my God. You'd never be able to wear shorts in New York City.
Good thinking. That is good. Yeah.
If you forget one day, then somebody would pummel the shit out of you.
Contest's over.
But the contest, you'll only be valid if it's in a comment on this livecast page.
Oh,
so
on episode 92.
Not in the forums, not on my Facebook page, not on the MySpace or the Metal Injection Facebook page, nothing. You got to put it in the comments on here, and you can come up with as many ideas as you want, and I will 110%.
Grateful Dead logo?
That's fine. I will get this tattoo.
For Sean,
I have another
get the Grateful Dead logo, I think. That's like the antithesis of everything you stand
for. It should be a
guitar
train.
Do they have to pay for your tattoo?
No, the reason that I'm okay with this is because I have a friend that does my artwork that would just do it for free regardless. But so if it's shitty, I don't give a fuck.
What should it be? It could be perhaps Yngwie Malmsteen.
I think it should just be a dildo. And then
I know what it is.
I'm a dildo.
But it might people just make things up.
But I feel like this
no, like a penis, like a cock dildo.
It should be a rainbow flag, so Sean is like supporting the gays.
I want it to be a tattoo that every time somebody sees it, Sean has to spend the next 15 minutes explaining himself. And if it's just like I'm a dildo, people are like, oh, he's so funny, he's wacky, he's a wacky.
Oh,
tattoo.
He's a dildo.
They won't demand like, dude, what's the backstory on the I'm a dildo tattoo? Because
yeah.
It sort of speaks.
I
for
want
itself.
Your kid to come up with something like how Keith Buckley has. Leonard Nimoy's head in a lawn chair with a thought bubble with Leonard Nimoy's head in the thought bubble and with a mustache, and the first Leonard Nimoy's head is crying because he can't grow a mustache. Like, that is the kind of idea that I want.
It needs something yeah. that literally he'll have to stop and whatever he's doing in for 20 minutes explain.
Yeah.
How about time. That inside of a thought bubble attached, that whole thing inside of a thought bubble going to Osama bin Laden?
Yes.
He's thinking about Leonard Nimoy thinking about himself.
How about the words? How about just the phone number to the live cast?
Yes.
Perfect advertisement. So even if we change numbers or if the show ceases to exist,
yeah.
He'll always have the phone number to the live cast from 2010.
But that also could just be a nostalgia thing. So it doesn't really fit as a wacky or like dumb tattoo.
True.
Not dumb enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll want like a big titty broad riding a shark backwards and the shark's wearing like a fedora.
You already have that.
And, yeah. Well, something fun.
That in your... How about Ray Combs, 1940 whatever to 1990 whatever, the synopsis of Ray Combs? Yeah, who hung himself with bedsheets in a hospital.
Survey you said.
Or David Carradine, like a whole drawing of him with a naked with a belt around his neck in the closet.
I actually have it. I have the picture. It's a picture of Spider-Man wearing a flaming sombrero punching Jesus riding a unicycle. And it's right here. Here it is.
That is incredible.
That's your tattoo.
Let's put it in the chat. Or put it in the comments, man.
I'm not qualified.
That would actually be really amazing.
I'm disqualified from this contest. I'm an employee here.
How about just a portrait of Paula Poundstone?
Oh, that's too far. Too
with
far.
A naked little kid next to her.
Bin Laden is fine.
You can get into every one of her shows from now on for free.
You can do that now already. I think you can just walk into any of her shows.
Oh, down. Down at the off-track betting.
How about like a pin-up girl, but with Judith Light's face?
Oh. She looks like a bad spell.
I think that's the best reaction we've got from Sean so far. Oh.
Not for Bin Laden. Bin Laden,
that's fine.
Well, he doesn't think Bin Laden did anything because he doesn't
think
9/11 happened. So Bin Laden's just a dude.
He's a patsy.
Yeah, he's done other things besides. None of Bin Laden's crimes ever happened either.
Yeah, he's a fashion victim.
Bin Laden never happened.
With his camo jacket and his fucking long-ass beard.
Hello.
So
we're giving away all the good ideas here.
Yeah.
You should come up with some yourselves.
Is it limit one entry per?
No, fuck no. Fuck
as
no.
many as you come up with?
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, like you blow a few, you got to shoot a few blanks before you get a limit.
You had a few singles before
so
you
they
hit
have,
a triple.
Triple yeah.
They have from right now till when?
Till the Hanukkah edition of our show.
So December 1st.
December 1st, yeah.
So through that show or from the point?
No,
that show
is when we're going to talk. Yeah, we're going to
so
talk.
So 8 p.m. Eastern time, December 1st,
right.
Polling closes.
Yeah, polling closes. And that's on the show. We'll decide which
and
one.
To reiterate, this show summary, you will add all this information.
Yes. To reiterate.
And I will get the tattoo before the next show.
Whoa.
December 8th.
Whoa. Sean will get a tattoo of the dumbest idea that you read as a comment
on
this episode.
Here's another one. A toddler with a broken neck, and underneath it says, "Why you killed Daniel."
How about that?
Huh?
It's good.
Never forget.
Yeah,
never forget.
They're all so good.
You know, they can put these in the chat room. It's not, you know.
In the comments.
Not the chat. Yeah, sorry, sir.
Comments.
Keep it in the comments.
All right, well.
All right.
Anywho.
I think it's time to play a new spin on an old classic of ours, something that we actually played last week. You all know and love it as
Trash It or Trash It.
Trash It or Trash It.
No, no, say it sexily.
Trash It or
Trash It. Trash It or Trash It.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right.
Drop.
Oh, we actually have Shlomo.
Of course.
Online. He should be a part of this.
Right. We'll pass.
We'll let him be the extra judge.
Okay. Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. How are you?
What?
How
I'm
are
good.
You?
What? Good.
That's good.
I'm good.
Okay, so Shlomo, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play Thrasher to Trash It, but we're changing it up this time because instead of getting songs, unsigned bands from our audience, we're just going to pick a song, like us, the hosts, are going to pick one song each that we like and that we want everybody else to.
Yum.
Okay?
Yum, yum.
Yum,
oh,
mama.
Oh. So basically, you're going to be thrashing or you're going to be thrashing or trashing our picks.
This is delicious. Okay.
So, what's happening?
This is delicious.
So, wait, we didn't start yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you should come up with some tattoo ideas for Sean as well. I know you can't get a tattoo.
But Lord
unless
knows
it's numbers
I
on the. For
that's tasteless.
Wait, what was that, Shlomo?
That is tasteless.
Can we make that a drop, please? Someone grab that. Said that is tasteless.
Sure.
Please.
All right. So also we have on the line Mongoose Commander. Okay. Are you there, Mongoose?
Yep, I'm there.
Hello, Matt Douglas.
Hi,
Shlomo. Look at us connecting people. All right, we need one more caller that we want.
Come on, Cancer Scare. Come on, Cancer
Scare. Is this Loveline?
Yeah. This is Loveline. Our number again
that was
is...
before. That was the first six.
646-929-1357.
I think so. Most certainly.
Of course.
So anyway,
do we have a third caller?
We do?
All right.
Who is it?
Let's see who it is.
Hello.
Caller 781.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
it's trifecta. Let's do it.
So it's celebrity thrasher attraction.
With celebrity colors.
Mongoose Commander, I apologize instantly for lumping you in with these other two because
yeah.
You are definitely a cut above. But you're
no,
a
like
cop celebrity.
You are like the Simon Cowell.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really
we're the axis of evil of the live cast.
So now what we want to... What we want to do is, since you guys are judging, we want you to do the intro. So we're going to start it with Mongoose Commander saying thrash it or trash it. Moving on to Pizza Destroyer saying thrash it or trash it. Ending with Shlomo saying thrash it or trash it. That was not a joke. Okay, so Mongoose,
all right.
Pizza Destroyer, then Shlomo. Ready? On
okay.
Three. 1, 2, 3.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Ah, you went with the same gimmick.
It works.
It's the most articulate thing I've ever heard him say.
Yeah, I'll add this.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash
it or trash it.
Thrash
it or trash it.
No,
it's
sexual. Thrash
it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right. Who should we start with?
Start with you.
Go around the table.
Well, my pick.
I'm not even going to tell you.
You can just start listening.
They got to introduce it with a name.
Well, I was going to play Marnie Stern.
Okay.
Because a few weeks ago on the show, Sean was making ha-has and hoo-hoos.
He did? I don't remember. What happened?
He was saying, I forget what the context was, but his comeback was, at least Marnie Stern isn't in the top 10 of my last FM.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right. It was the Faint. But then there was a Marnie Stern mention afterwards.
I teased you for having Marnie Stern, but not in a bad way.
I tried to find, like...
What the fuck's it? Can this shit going on?
Trouble, you okay?
Yeah.
No,
is Darth Vader on the line?
All right.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, I tried to find like a metal faint song,
no.
Or like a heavier one, and they're really
they don't really have it.
So I was like, let me just Marty. So Marty Stern, an awesome indie rocker, and I am going to play the song "The Package Is Wrapped."
Hmm.
She said.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay.
Do me, Shlomo, Mongoose Commander, thrash it or trash it, or does everyone do it?
Yeah. Everybody.
Are you ready?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get my headphones.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Barney Stern. Stern Bergfeld.
By the way, this is Zach Hill on drums.
Hella.
Hella.
Sounds like Jill Sobule.
Zach Hill is one of my favorites.
I need to think.
Come on! I like it.
I like that she sounds fuckable.
Very good. That's honestly her best friend. The fuckable sound of her voice.
It's also why you like Pink Floyd so much.
It's true. I was totally both your woman. Noah, what do you think?
This is almost as annoying as when I'm in the car with Jenny and she's blasting Indie Channel and singing.
Except
I like it better when Jenny is singing. I like the music part of it, but I don't like the way that she's singing.
Do you like any female vocalist?
She
likes Doro.
I don't like Doro.
Who do you like? Sing Queen.
I like Simone Simmons from Epica. She's a redhead.
Do you like Evanesc?
No, she's a lot better than
her.
But it's like power metal-y, yeah.
So you want to go to our callers first and see
okay,
what they think?
So, what are you guys doing? Let's start with Mongoose Commander. What do you think of Mongoose Commander?
Well, from the heavy breathing I kept hearing and the what seemed like just a bunch of noise, I would have to say trash it.
Trash it.
I'm guessing maybe the connection.
Please hold your breath.
I think
he
probably
strikes the
septum. Should I go next? Stop your mouth breathing for just a few seconds.
That was not me. I was not breathing.
Stop your mouth breathing for 2 hours because it's time for the metal injection live test. You have to reset your part of
the anyway.
Stop your mouth breathing for 2 hours because it's time on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Sounds like someone's wearing a respirator.
All right, so, Shlomo, what did you think?
Wait, you didn't give my opinion yet.
It's trashy.
Yeah, trashy.
Trashy.
Women in
trashy.
Music are...
Okay.
Trash. Nope.
What else? Okay, and Pizza Destroyer, what did you think?
I actually got to hear it because I went to my computer and put the headphones on to listen. It was kind of weird, but I guess I would give it a thrash because it has one of my favorite drummers playing on it.
Yay!
Okay.
So far,
most
two trashes.
Most thrash ever.
Like
50.15% of a thrash.
Okay. Darren?
You know, I wouldn't, like you always say, I wouldn't go seek this out, but I found myself at a show with mine here. I like her voice. And she's a Jew. So anyway, that's
woo!
That's 3-2.
Woo!
John?
I'm going to agree with Super Destroyer that I give a very mild 51% trash. Because, I mean, the drumming... I love that. Drumming is incredible. But, and, or also, I have a giant crush on Samina Pearl of your own pet.
Well, she's so lucky.
No. But anyway.
It's real hot, too.
And but like the whole the more the electro side of it is what. What? Yeah. The electro stuff. Yeah.
Not into the electro stuff. What's worse, the electro stuff or the guitar solo?
Guitar solo.
Worse than electro stuff?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. So was that
hey
everybody?
Guys.
Is that everybody?
Go easy on Noah.
No, what's right? Trashed it.
You guys
were also talking about it.
Sorry.
Are we gonna have this thing happen again?
No.
Go ahead.
I think if I was in the live set, I would probably first getting high. But otherwise, I probably never.
Well, yeah, I know. Obviously, you guys would never put it on. That's why I picked it.
No, I know, but, like, after today, I'm not going to go out and be like, yeah, I'm going to listen to this. It's just not my thing. It's too easy.
So it's 4-3 in favor of the guy.
Woo! Get out of here. I need more fun.
Rob wins.
Narrow margin victory for Rob.
All right.
Now is somebody going to be making notes? Like, the
I'll remember.
Who wins? Guy the hottest one from the
least part? So what's the score?
4-3.
For Rob. All right, guys, are you ready? We're going to play Sid's Pick.
Okay.
Let's get your headphones, if that helps.
Yeah.
It's a band called Fugazi. I might have actually played this song on the show.
Oh, Fugazi is amazing.
It's my favorite band in the world. This is one of my 2 or 3 favorite songs by them. It actually even sort of has a guitar solo. So that's why part of the reason I picked it, because maybe would somehow.
If we even get to
it. It's a pretty quick song.
It's a 2-minute song.
Yeah,
I mean,
I feel like
epic.
We can get through the whole thing. So, right. Yeah.
Noah's cringing in pain already.
Yeah.
It would be the ones with the tramp stamp and the tattoos all over there on.
Trouble.
A lot of hair whip.
I don't like those. Obscure city.
Darren always has his eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
What a surprise. Just put the rap.
Alright. Wait,
let's get
to the solo part.
Yeah.
Get to the solo?
John
Draft is it.
It's a rock band. This would be at the early part.
Yeah. Oh, so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming home.
What kind of remix is that?
Go to the phones.
Yeah, let's start with the phones. Mongoose, what did you think?
Well, I usually have a heavy respect for Fugazi, so I thrash it.
Okay, so you're going in with some prejudices. Pizza Destroyer, what do you think?
I also really like Fugazi, so I also thrash it. Just the solo is kind of
yeah.
I only like guitar solos though I really, really fast and sick, so.
Okay, Shlomo.
No, the other Shlomo. Hold on.
Flash.
Wait, which one?
I don't think flash is a word.
Like thrash. Thrash.
You want the bell? You want the bell of the button?
I want to go ahead and say that. Pizza Destroyer's very undertone commentary of what's going on.
Me, Fugazi.
I don't think that's
I also am biased because Fugazi, but I'm disappointed in Slayer. And he, that would be like the equivalent of me picking Slayer.
Yeah, it's too obvious. Too obvious.
I thought we were just picking
Slayer.
Too ass. Judge the material given to me, and I love Fugazi, so I
rush it.
It's four thrashes.
Too ass. Four thrashes.
Wait, I want you to go back because you're the most in depth. Rob?
Okay.
Well, I mean, you totally got me into Fugazi,
yes.
So obviously I'm going to trash this.
No.
No.
USA.
Noah, all that's standing between you is so sweet.
Okay, well, it sounded very upbeat. This usually turns me off for music, but I actually liked it.
Wow.
I forgot this before. I actually don't mind that band. I've even snuck them into shows that I work on in theory.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. So that's a thrash?
Yeah.
Is that a 7 straight?
Yes. But also very cheap.
Yes.
Very cheap. It's like you. Everyone, there's no way. I hate no one who. Oh, you would have got one.
No, Slayer was a good
Slayer.
But for this show, Slayer and Fugazi are completely different because it's a metal show.
Why?
Everybody
Why?
Is
Why
are
they completely
Slayer?
Different?
Slayer covered
minor
threat.
You know they're good.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Sirius, I found out that my mother works.
Talk about
you. We don't even do that. She got moved to your building, so she's
awesome.
Nothing to do with Sirius.
It's Mama 3D.
Yeah. All right.
Mom in 3D.
So Sid swept it.
All
right. Of course, Sid wins as usual.
No, I don't have.
He wins
song.
A T-shirt.
I didn't download. It's a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's do Sean's while I download yours.
Okay. So I want to set mine up with. I want to pick a band that was. Moderately obscure that I don't know, you know, how the chat room feels about, but something that may pander to the likes of the rest of the live cast. And so whatever, without further and it's, you know, it's one of my style, kind of messy, obnoxious.
It's a shitty song.
So it's Napalm.
But I'm hoping that each can find something positive about it, but we'll see. This is the Abominable Iron Sloth with I Am the Carcass.
Okay.
Here we go. Think of this, everybody.
Good.
Slomo, do you thrash it or trash it?
Thrash.
Which one is it?
Thrash.
You're really making an effort. I like
it.
Yeah. Slomo, do you have a reason why you thrash it?
Yeah, why do you like it?
It sounds like grindcore. It's heavy.
Like grindcore?
Yeah.
Like Katy Perry.
Chat room is very mixed because some of them are freaking out how good it is, and the other ones want to say their ears are bleeding.
All right, Mongoose, what do you think?
Well, I have to admit, I'm a pretty big fan of Abominable Iron Sloth. They're like a mix of Nirvana and I Hate God, so I'd have to say thrash.
Interesting. All right. And Pizza Destroyer, what do you think about it?
I also thrash.
Okay.
No wisdom.
That's it. You're like you regrettably thrashed it.
Huh? No, I don't care about anything. I'm just really unenthusiastic.
In general.
Give me the hug.
You hear that,
Mongoose? I will slap you.
I would probably like that.
Yeah.
Pizza, what
if...
I would slap you.
Pizza, what if we hugged? What if me and you? Just hug it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd have a
what if Sean
had the
head of your face on his calf? Would that make you smile?
Like, half a smile?
Oh, okay. Okay.
What if Sean
sent me
a dick pic?
Yeah. Send me a dick pic and a face pic, and I'll put them together into a tattoo.
Whoa.
It's just neck and straight into the fucking balls.
I like that idea.
So.
All right, so Jared.
I really can't stand the vocals. I'll say that right off the bat. But I know that's the point. I know that's what they're about, you know. I just can't take it. Like, it assaults my ears. But I thought the band was really good, and it made me, like, want to punch a wall, which is good.
Intense.
Despite the vocals, I give it a very mild, mild thrash.
All right, I take that.
Noah, what did you think?
I thought it was going to be really obnoxious, and it turned out not to be as obnoxious as I thought it would be. I probably would not be able to listen to an entire album in full from this band, but I'd probably like to see them live.
Mm-hmm, probably.
And it was pretty tolerable, so I thrash it.
Sis.
Well, the riff is completely undeniable. It's just awesome. Sean actually linked me to this song earlier today, and I had never heard it before, but I started headbanging at my desk in my office, like instantly.
And then you hit your head on.
Oh, my God.
It's controlled headbanging.
Oh,
and I actually...
Crazy boss like guy headbanging. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
What did he say?
I don't know.
But I like the...
Never mind.
Also, I thought it worked. Usually all this stuff sounds very generic to me and, like, the same, but it's pretty damn awesome. So, thrash.
I am a fan of the Abominable Iron Snowman.
Yeah, I just can't... Name, the Iron Abominable...
No, the Abominable Iron Sloth. Yeah, no, I like them, and I like the song, the riff, the thrash.
Oh,
yes,
like slow-mo.
Okay, yes, thrash.
Was that a thrash?
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, no, you're starting a new one.
So Sean got an 8 out of 8.
I don't know. I have your track
Sean.
Here.
Oh, wait.
You guys just Eiffel Tower?
We yes. We Eiffel Towered over the soundboard right now.
I was going to ask Sean a question.
Oh, yeah, please. Please.
Who?
So does Sean get to win one of his own T-shirts?
I'll take it back home with me.
He gets the Animosity shirt.
Yeah, oh, speaking of, we have 4 new shirts up for grabs. We have a large Vile Gas shirt, a medium Born of Osiris shirt, a medium Animosity tie-dyed obnoxious T-shirt.
With a tramp stamp on the back.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school, Noah? Large
what?
Gash?
A large Vile Gash?
Yes, that was my name, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
I tagged it.
The word vile.
I tagged it all over the school. Of course I know how to spell it.
No, she
is on Facebook.
Maybe she had crack vials inside of Gash. And then she
you don't know. You don't know. So, Noah, you pick, what did you pick here? I don't have the...
You
want to define? I have the song. I don't have like the info about it. Why don't you talk it up? It's queued up. I have it.
Okay, wait 1 second. I have to find it on.
You don't remember what it is?
I'm probably going to like this.
Speed metal symphony.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I sent you Speed Metal Sympathy
no.
by a band called
symphony.
Cacophony.
Oh. You work a serious deal.
Yeah.
Sympathy or Symphony?
Symphony.
Symphony. Cacophony are amazing. They have like 2 really sick guitarists.
Symphony. Okay, thank you, Pizza Destroyer.
Hey, take it easy on Pizza Destroyer.
I know. No. I'm thanking him, yes. But it's a band that has Marty Friedman and another guitarist called Jason Becker. And the reason why I
the
picked
cripple?
This...
Yeah, he's on
shut,
the field
show. Oh, that's
awesome! Cool. That's really good. Marty Friedman of Megadeth, that's cool.
Shocking
yes.
that Shlomo would be a fan.
Our fellow Jew, Marty Friedman. And the reason why I picked this is because...
Well, isn't he like a New Age chakra guy now? He's not really Jewish.
Yeah, he's like a... I don't care. He's an otaku now.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he's Japanese.
What's cool about this band is that Jeff Loomis from Nevermore, he saw them on tour, and he talked to Marty Friedman just like about shit, and like Marty Friedman told him to try out for Megadeth, or it was the other way around, but yeah... And Jeff was like, yo, I tried out for Megadeth, so you should too. And then Marty Friedman tried out for Megadeth, and he got in. So, woo!
Yeah. True.
That is our Encyclopedia Metallica.
Pizza that actually did happen, though.
And I've always felt like Marty Friedman and Jason Becker were ahead of their time as guitar players. And they
so
were very young.
When was this written?
It's like 1986 or 7.
So if they were ahead of their time, technically this would be their time. So
yes.
They would be of this time. This
no,
time.
I'm saying like back then.
Was their time.
Back
didn't,
then.
Didn't Jason Becker write a whole solo album by like blinking the fucking notes onto
his... Yes.
Yes.
And he had other people record it.
Okay, so let's play this. Speed Metal Symphony.
Like the Stephen Hawking medal.
Cuba?
Already shitting on it. Look at you.
So
the mega
no?
Solo.
Yes, it was a Cuba.
I just realized you picked something that's all solo.
Yeah, your vocal.
This track is all instrumental.
Yeah, all vocal. I own this album.
It is basically all solo.
This Wild Stallion?
Wait a minute.
This Wild Stallion.
Are you sure you didn't, like, infuse this with the soundtrack to Fantasia? This isn't the soundtrack to Fantasia. Where's Mickey Mouse?
It says more noodles than Ellen B. Spumoni gun. Someone in the chat just said that.
Is that an accordion?
What's
no,
up?
It's not an accordion.
All right.
Oh, I'm shitting on music.
I'm just saying this. I like
the accordion.
I like it. All right, Shlomo, let's start with you. What did you think?
By the way, that's a 9-minute track, so we didn't even get to the meat of it.
This is still the build-up.
Fast forward.
Yeah, let's go to like 7 minutes in.
I'm halfway in now. It's 5 minutes in.
No, it's got like a 2-4 now. It's like a little groove, yeah.
I really like the bass. I gotta say, the bass is very good.
The
bass?
It's the tuba distortion pedal.
It's a bass tuba.
Actually, look.
That looks like Pablo. All
right.
I think if I was like on a scale of 1 to 10, let me go first.
Good.
I'm already doing it. If I was like, if on a scale of 1 to 10, if I was.
That's what she said.
If I was like at a 8 or 9 or 10 being stoned, this would be like a super thrash for
okay.
me. Because I could totally see myself getting lost in it.
But
right now I'm like at a 3 or a 4.
Okay.
And I can't get lost in it, so I'm just getting bored. Thusly, I am trashing it. Deal with it, Noah.
Sid? Oh, you want to go to the callers first?
Noah?
Oh, yes, Shlomo.
Doesn't it sound like Power Glove?
They're all Nintendo
games.
Right,
video
game.
The mood of the piece.
Okay, but this came before Power Glove.
All right, fine. Power
Glove
sounds
like. Okay. It sounds like
it. So do you thrash it or trash it, Shlomo?
It's Power Glove, and like Power Glove thrash.
I don't know what that was.
I think he thrashed.
I kind of
yeah,
like Power Glove.
They sound like Power Glove, and he likes Power Glove, so thrash, something like that.
Thanks for translating. I appreciate that.
Pizza Destroyer, what did you think?
I like Shred, and yeah, that was basically all Shred, so I'm going to have to thrash it.
Okay, that's two. All right, Mongoose? Well, we know what you're going to say.
Well, there were a lot of poop noodles in there. But I have to say I'm a fan of shredding, too, so thrash.
Three.
Who's up? Well, I'll go because I know what the next two. I already said I'm biased. I own this album, and I happen to like Poop Noodles and songs. I like vocals. I feel like a whole album of instrumentals is too much.
But it's not a whole album of instrumentals. There's a singer.
It is? Really? I don't know. I have it on my iTunes and it comes up, so I just hear random tracks. But I like this kind of music. I like sweeping stuff like that. So.
Well, I think it's no secret how much that I worship power metal, epic sweeping noodling.
Speed metal.
And it doesn't even matter. But I love it. It doesn't matter, but I love it. And this has given me a raging heart on it.
I can see you.
I know, seriously. I 120% thrash.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I love it.
This is the greatest thing
that I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, this brings me back to, like, the Bill and Ted mall scene when they're all jamming together, and I think it's fucking beautiful. It's brilliant. This is a work of motherfucking art.
Is that what this is?
No, I'm being completely honest.
He lost a bet, so yes.
No, you're not.
No,
okay. I'm being completely honest. This is the kind of stuff this is all an act what I do on the show. When I go home, I fucking and I just, God damn it. I just put on a Beethoven wig and I just go, wail out and shred.
And I fucked up.
Beethoven was renowned for shredding.
Did you see Bill and Ted? But,
one of my things.
Anyway, 120%.
Yeah,
I fucking love it.
All right, that's true.
So, Sean, when you go home and listen to all that stuff, do you masturbate to some Falconer?
Fuck yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? Mountain Men.
Where do you think I got that album from?
Yeah.
She had to pry it off of my dick. I was in the middle cellar hole.
Your ass slot. Okay, Sid.
I still really get thrash.
When I feel like going to concerts, I typically don't go to recitals at music schools because I don't care how talented you are. It's what you do with that talent. It's like I saw this documentary one time about how certain members of Mensa. You know what Mensa is? It's that elite high IQ society.
Yeah, we know.
Super geniuses. I don't know, maybe Shlomo doesn't know. He's probably never applied.
is mental.
And some of them, some of them are renowned scientists and stuff, and some of them are shut-ins who live in their mother's basements who are just paranoid lunatics. So you could be a genius, but if you don't do anything worthwhile with it, then who cares?
You can still get into Mensa.
So both
Marty
and Jason Becker have done something with their talent.
Wait, who are these people again? I don't...
Jason Becker... was a guitar player.
She has her hands on her hips.
No, they're I'm touching my
Jason
vagina.
Jason Becker.
Right now.
Yeah. No, I want to know so I can buy 20 copies of this. I'm not kidding.
Jason Becker, he tried out for David Lee Roth, and then he got ALS, and that's basically it.
No, he didn't try out. He was supposed to go on
American
tour with David Lee Roth.
You're corned on the freaking album.
Lucky he didn't get AIDS off of that motherfucker.
Wait, he got
no love.
Age 24, and then he got Lou Gehrig's disease, and he started to become paralyzed. He turned into a vegetable.
Wait, he played baseball, too?
No, he got... Stop it! He got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Alive.
Yeah, he's still alive, but he's completely,
All right.
Invalid.
So
can I thrash again?
No,
that was...
No, I got the worst response. I think she only got one.
No.
I got four.
No, I got five.
Three.
Out of
three.
Two. So
no,
you
did
the worst,
I forgot.
Chat would like to know if I am in Mensa, and I am indeed in Mensa.
And Noah,
right?
You did
so
the
Darren,
worst.
I feel like Noah should have gone last, because that was easily the most controversial, and now my little song has to come on. But.
No, everyone wants to hear what kind of music you listen to.
I picked, because Sean is from Chicago, I picked the Chicago band.
Is it Chicago?
No. Yeah. 2506.
Black Dahlia. Oh, wait, no, never mind. They're from Detroit.
No, it's called Cyclone Temple. And the song, you have it ready or you want me to play it? I can do it. The song is called Silence So Loud. Is my sound up? Okay.
Yeah.
So it takes a while also to get into the beat. It's like a 4-minute song. Thank you.
early 90s. I don't know the exact, maybe 91 probably.
Bumped me down to like 65-70% thrash. Though I guess it's 100% thrash because that's the genre of music, so I don't know.
True, but for these purposes.
but for our purposes.
This is thrash.
And then that melodic part kicked in, and now I'm like between 49% and 51% thrash. So I don't know.
Give
him the 50. Where, I'll get 51.
Oh, you should.
All right.
And each reference. So yeah.
I thought you were gonna fuck me just so I wasn't in the clean sweep group.
I thought about it. I definitely thought about it.
Well, thank you.
What was that band? Cyclone Temple.
Cyclone Temple. Yeah.
And probably that was most after those three bitches.
Early 90s.
So there we have it. That concludes our special edition of Callers Help Me Out on three. One, two, three, everybody.
Thrash it.
Okay, thank you everybody for calling in. Shlomo, I want to keep you on the line for something very important right now.
Oh yes.
Mongoose and Pizza Destroyer, we're gonna let you guys go.
We love you.
Wait,
both.
You're not gonna play any of our bands?
No, this is next week.
Celebrity.
This
oh,
is
really?
All about
okay,
us.
I'll call in again and I'll play some cool shit.
Yeah, you will.
But
all right, thanks.
Smash
oh, well. Thanks, Mongoose. Bye-bye. All
right, no problem.
Get out of here. Shlomo,
yeah.
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the situation, right?
Yeah.
Hanukkah's in 2 weeks. We're going to have a Hanukkah special.
Okay.
And actually, Vince and Axel from Metal Sucks, they said they're going to come and they're going to hang out because they're Jews.
Yes.
It's going to be very tense for Sean, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I might have to go to Temple.
And wait, they're here for the selection of the tattoo as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a rough one.
Pretty tough.
Room full of Jews.
What we wanted to do is we wanted to create a metal version of Dreidel, 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 and we want you to sing it. So here's how this is going to be,
forget,
right?
I forget, I have even a... Even a more Jewish song. Let me just get the by Siddur. Yeah, Siddur. 1 minute.
But no one knows that.
No. We want to do Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel because it's Hanukkah. That's the song.
Mass appeal.
Yeah.
You can't sing the song that your Rebbe taught you in seventh grade.
No. And here's what we want to do. You're going to sing it regular, like you're supposed to sing it, and then we want
one
listener.
One minute.
Take your time. We're not there yet. I'm just explaining.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to stay clean. You're just going to go, you know, like in your Shlomo voice, you're going to go, dreidel, 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 you know, whatever.
In your Shlomo voice.
Well, that's it. What voice?
No, song, Bosom by E. Lola Deep.
Look, give me your options.
Warming up.
We want you to sing regularly. Listen, you're not listening to me. You're going to sing it regularly. And then I want our listeners to create a metal version with your clean vocals. I want them to either record guitars or voice somehow. But you have to sing it like normally. You have to sing it normally because otherwise
I'll sing a Hebrew song.
You'll sing
a Hebrew song concerning Hanukkah. No, not a more traditional song.
Okay, sing whatever the fuck you want. Sing.
All right, three, two, one, go.
Okay.
Like Woody Allen and oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you could
like
do it
Woody
that
Allen
way.
And like Seinfeld and shit in Hasidic garb, but they're famous.
Yeah, like,
you know.
All right, so no,
Sandler.
You said we have a new caller.
Gold in my ear,
maybe.
Maybe we have 612.
612. What's your name and where you're from?
Barbara Streisand.
O.J. Simpson.
No,
Jewish?
Not a Jew.
Hello.
Take a call.
612.
Hey.
Can we even take
Hello?
Callers at this hour?
Oh, you know what it was?
Oh.
I turned Shlomo's volume down.
612. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hello.
All right. Who's this?
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
What is your name and where you're from? Yes. Hello.
Hey, my name is Daryl, and I'm from Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
Really?
Daryl
oh,
from Minnesota. Are you
from Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
I thought we were just going to let that go by the wayside.
Why is your town so racist, isn't it?
What? Well, it's where
the
black man kayaks. So.
Are you sure it's not Coon Rapists?
Minnesota?
No.
Come
I'm
on.
Going home. All right, we're over time anyway. You
what?
Don't need me here.
I'm fucking eating a Triscuit, man. I'm sorry, I'm trying to clean my mouth out here. I'm eating a Triscuit.
What's
like?
Well, that's actually the title of the show. I'm fucking eating a Triscuit, man. So, what's
but
up,
anyway,
why
like I was saying. Yeah, no, I'm from where the black man kayaks, so I figured I would give you guys a call. I've been a long time listener, first time caller, so. Yeah, that's how it goes. Anyway, you guys still doing that thrash it shit or what?
No.
We are not. We just wrapped it up.
And it was with our songs anyway.
Oh,
so you have to
we might
week.
We might
oh,
play
we
next week.
Well, you know what sucks?
So you might have
I was on I was I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you.
Oh,
anyway, as I was saying, I was on fucking line and shit and like I couldn't get onto your the fucking what the hell was that shit called? The IM and shit, so, like, it blocked me out. What's up with that?
Oh, the chat room?
Yeah.
Chat room blocked you out.
Yeah.
We're ending the show.
Yeah, said my username was not valid. And I'm like, what? So.
Oh. This is fascinating. You
can't make a username that says Robert's penis. He blocked that one.
Oh, yeah. Son of a bitch. And that's probably what it was. Well,
yeah, you have to
I
make
different.
Do Sean's
I
penis. You could
mom's
use
titties.
One.
Rob's
the one has.
She could maybe in the chat ask if you know Jim Brunzel.
Jim Brunzel. Actually, you know what? My grandma used to bang Vern Gagne, which is pretty crazy.
What?
Vern Gagne,
yeah.
By the way, for anyone who does not follow wrestling, was a very famous wrestling promoter based out of
and
Minnesota.
Wrestler.
And wrestler, yeah. That's great. She banged Vern Gagne. She was a ring rat.
Oh yeah, no,
her?
She was like
yeah,
all
ring
in
rat.
That, like whatever inches she in that shit all day.
Well, she would be in her. Did she ever give Haystacks Calhoun a hand job? we had a big scoop here. Not only Vern Gagne fucked this guy's grandmother, but she did him with a strap on. She was in that. She
right,
was in
right,
Vern
right.
Gagne.
Right. Yeah.
You
got so I, you know, I don't know where the bloodline, you know, draws thin, but
maybe you're
you know,
illegitimate grand Vern Gagne.
Possibly. I mean, I'm kind of weird looking like that guy, so maybe.
Did she ever suck off Fran Tarkenton?
No, she's not
what
that
about
old.
The assassin. This is doing other sports now. So I've kept up.
Yeah,
I'm still on the
right.
Did she ever let Harmon Killebrew fuck her in the ass?
I was going to go Dante.
Dante Culpepper. Yeah, yeah. No, she was all on that. 98 Vikings. Fuck yeah.
All the things I thought I'd ever say on this show, did she ever let Harmon Killebrew fuck her in the ass was not one of them. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I heard the joke with Al Franken.
It was a DP. It was a DP between the two. So, yeah. That's pretty much what happened. At least that's from, yeah, that's family history there. So,
all right. Well, you know what? I feel like you've earned yourself a free CD.
By defiling your grandmother.
By exposing your grandmother as a hooah.
Well, she
not
has bowel cancer. And,
Have you ever seen him? He looks like the husband of the Dorothy Zvornak from The Golden Girls.
Well, when he was young.
Son of a bitch.
He was like
you,
a
got
it,
you nailed that. Dead on. Holy shit.
So, are you a metal injection junkie?
I sure am.
What's your username?
No pain. K with a K. No pain.
Where's
K-N-O-W.
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 Oh,
K-N-O-W.
Oh.
I got it. Like,
no,
just because she banged Vern Gagne does not mean she was a Vern Gagne groupie.
That's true.
Maybe they had a
maybe she was the Fabulous Moolah. Right. Like, is Angelina Jolie a Brad Pitt groupie?
All right. Well, Fabulous Moolah was
a Marvel. Actually,
so.
You know what? What's so funny is that I actually have a picture of my grandmother with her.
With Fabulous Moolah?
Did you post this on the forum or something?
Maybe she got in Fabulous Moolah, too.
That's right. Maybe they had a three-way.
It's quite possible. It's quite possible.
Fucking everywhere you look.
It's
a strap-on. We know that we went.
That's such an unappealing picture.
Leilani Kai holding the camera.
Vern Gagne, let me take my toupee off before I get in there.
No, he didn't have a toupee. He was bald.
Bald.
He didn't have to hide it.
I thought I saw him with... Maybe I'm thinking of Darth Zbornak's husband.
Yes, yes.
All right. Send Rob Injection a private message with your full name and address, and I will send you a free CD. So get to pick it, too. We'll figure it out. But thank you for calling in. That
you know what? Maybe
fun.
I'll post a picture. Maybe I'll post a couple of pictures so you guys can
please.
See the deal.
We'll send some PY for your grandma to use on the next old promoter that you want.
Send our regards to your grandmother. If she's still around.
All right.
And
well,
have a good
you,
one. Thank
you.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank
yep.
you.
Bye-bye.
Get this guy off the phone.
She juggled the Jumpin' Jim Brunzeller's nuts once in the back, too, I heard. Iron Sheik got very upset about it.
What an amazing show.
It was fun.
So
I enjoyed it.
Highlight reel.
What?
Reminded of their two homework assignments.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And also pimp the new shirt that you're trying to get rid of.
Right.
With the plugs already. Jeez.
First plug would be that you leave a comment on this episode with a ridiculously dumb idea for a tattoo for Sean to get, and we will pick the most ridiculous idea, and Sean will actually do this. Number one. Number two, we just had Shlomo sing two classic Jewish songs a cappella. We want you to make a really metal version of Shlomo singing. We know you can do it. We're going to post up MP3s. We want you to do this, and we'll figure out some sort of prize.
Rob, when will you post those?
As soon as this archive is up. So basically, if you're listening to the archived version, the MP3s have been posted.
And if they aren't posted yet, then whose fault is that?
Noah's.
I just don't know who to blame. Moving on.
And finally, we just released a limited edition T-shirt that Sean designed, and it parodies one little Slayer logo, but it says Metal Injection, and you should buy it. It's on sale. There's only 84 that have been printed, so you better hurry.
And the swords make a Star of David in the background.
It's true.
I thought he was trying to get rid of his Animosity T-shirt.
No, not that.
Yeah, that's forever.
Buy our shirt. Don't accept Sean's free shirts.
Yeah. These ones are better anyway.
All right, so I think we can wrap it up. What should we end the show on? What kind of musical number?
I have something.
Okay. What do we have?
We have a Triscuit commercial from the 1980s.
Okay.
It is.
See you next week.
Enjoy your Triscuits.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Listen to your mouth. That's the crunchy texture of a Triscuit. Now that's the delicious homey taste of a Triscuit. And that's the unique look of a Triscuit. They're made to take on any topping or no topping at all. Just listen to your mouth. That's the sound of a happy mouth. Triscuit, listen to your mouth. Da 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 da